This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The old slogan from the old TV show. Hi, this is a new radio program. Well, it's not a new radio program. It's a new day and a new hour, a new time for discussion of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are important. First check for many of you as to what may be happening that affects you. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all along for us to focus on making the world sort of spin the right way, if you will. A lot of us sometimes take the wrong direction, and we think we're too committed, we can't. Yeah, you can always turn back. A step backward after making the wrong turn is a step in the right direction. So no matter whether you, sometimes we make mistakes, it hurts our ego, that kind of stuff. Maybe invested some money in something. But if you know you made a mistake, admit it, and swallow hard, turn back and let's go to the new, in the new direction. Jennifer, what direction are you taking us in?
Well, to the world of speculation and politics, and that is a lot of people are waiting for Joe Biden to make his announcement to jump into the 2020 race. This story broke a couple of days ago that the reason Joe may have been waiting so long is because he wanted to make sure that he had money in kind of all lined up so that he could spark the headline about being the biggest fundraiser. Remember, all of these Democrats that have jumped in, they're really closely monitored in their first 24 hours to see what the excitement factor is and how much money they've been able to raise. And first it was Kamala Harris who made so much money, and then Bernie Sanders, when he jumped in, topped her, and then Beto O'Rourke topped Bernie. And so Joe Biden figures he's got the most to lose here. He wants to have a lot of donors lined up for that very first day of his announcement. The news story is that his advisors are actually talking about packaging him with someone already. So he would have his vice presidential choice already out there when he jumps into the race. That's not usual, but it's something that he could try so that people, I guess, know what they're getting with his ticket. His choice, however, I think could be controversial. His choice is apparently Stacey Abrams, who is the former candidate for governor in the state of Georgia. She's seen as kind of a rising star for the party. She was given the position to respond to President Trump's State of the Union in January, and that seems to be who he is looking closest at this point. No doubt there's a lot of pressure on him from the Democratic Party because he is an older white guy, that he should probably pick somebody with some diversity or that brings some diversity to his ticket. And I guess maybe he thinks Stacey Abrams will fit the bill. So she seems to be the hottest contender if he goes in that direction.
All right, so let's pair together. Let's work through this then and think what we think about it. I wasn't impressed with her speech, and I don't know enough about her. There's a chance, and that's a tricky political move, whether she has the stars and stripes to make it if she were to be the president. And that's what people are going to look at because he's old. And people say, oh, he's going to kick off during his presidency. So is this person that he's talking about, this lady, capable? I think she needs a lot more vetting. I don't know enough about her to make a judgment one way or another. I wasn't impressed with her speech, but that was, give her, it was one time, the first time I ever saw her or heard about her. So I don't know that's fair. But I don't know, does anybody know a lot more about her than that?
I don't know much about her. All I know is that she had Oprah and Tyler Perry really campaigning door to door for her in that election in Georgia. That's pretty much the extent.
The guy who won in Georgia was a crook, and he stuffed the ballot box. That was pretty obvious. But I, that doesn't mean that he isn't the best choice and that she wasn't the best choice. He's just slippery. And so from that, where do you go? Qualifications, what do we, how do you, How do you kind of work your way through qualification? What is it that makes somebody qualified? You know, Trump didn't have any political experience, and a lot of people thought and think still he's qualified. Whether he is or he isn't, I guess, is up to the individual. It's just, so I guess I'm wondering what you all think about that as an idea.
I don't know yet.
I understand why he's doing it. I think it's, you know, I hate the fact that we have to check boxes because I think there are far better candidates, but because he's looking for someone who's African American and a woman, then you're limiting your field. And I think that in itself is insulting to women because there are plenty of good female candidates I'm sure that he could probably look at. There are plenty of good African American males he could look at, but we have to check all the boxes. And so it's too bad. That being said, I know what Victoria knows. I know that she has some clout when it comes to some big players in Hollywood. However, I don't know that she would get the same support with the people that are already in the race because Oprah has also given a lot of money and care to Beto O'Rourke. So would she see that same boost of support? I'm not sure. I was not impressed with her response to the State of the Union. I thought it was a lot of fear-mongering and kind of negativity. And I think when you are president, say what you will about Trump and his style, there's always this part of, like, optimism that comes with whether you're Obama or Bush or something. And I don't know that I saw that in her. So I don't know that it's the smartest choice for him. But that doesn't necessarily mean it wouldn't present him as a front runner immediately when he jumps in because he's already declared his ticket. Essentially, he might live to hate it at the end of all of this, but it would make him look like he thinks he's the one that's going to move forward.
So who's around that would be better and safer for him that might be the same age? We don't know that much.
Well, I think that's the point. You don't want it to be the same age. It needs to be someone younger who's going to...
I'm talking about the same age as this lady.
I don't know how old she is, but I think even though it doesn't check any boxes like Jen was saying, and unfortunately that does feel very true that we have all these boxes we need to check instead of really looking just at, you know, resumes, I think a ticket that I would be somewhat enthusiastic about would be Biden and Beto, but I don't know if Beto fashions himself to be ready to be president, which I don't think he is.
I think
he's certifiable. I think he's a crazy person, and I would never say that about any of the other. Well, somebody might come along, but Bernie is not my cup of tea. Clearly, he and I, our policies are very different. I don't think he's crazy. Same thing with Elizabeth Warren. Don't think she's crazy. Kamala Harris, don't think she's crazy. Yeah. Beto O'Rourke, what has come out over the last 24 hours about him, makes me think he's a nut. He went to New Mexico to eat regenerative dirt after he lost to Ted Cruz. He brought dirt back for his family to eat. He apparently likes to prank his wife, and he tried to get her to eat baby poop. He put poop from his kid's diaper into a bowl and told his wife it was avocado.
I've heard that a lot of this isn't true.
Have you read his poetry? Have you read his poetry?
His poetry? No. I don't have read time to read Beto's poetry.
We can't read it on the air because it is that bad. And he's admitted to it and apologized for it. So
I'm going to move on.
Yeah. He used to be part of this hacker group, and he wrote these poems about... cows and
so what about
freedom.
Kristen?
Google him and you'll see why I think he's a nut.
I didn't think he's making a lot of noise, but that sometimes is very superficial. Gillibrand, the lady from Minnesota,
Klobuchar is a better choice for him, because Kirsten Gillibrand has not been able to crack an egg. She's just not, for whatever reason, she's not resonating. Yeah,
mm-hmm. She barely moves the needle in New York.
I mean, Klobuchar.
Klobuchar is more closely aligned with Biden, and the reason why he probably isn't looking in that direction, number one, she's a declared candidate for president, but number two, she's just as moderate as he is, and he is going to need someone that's going to satisfy the far left of the party, because that's where the energy is in the party.
So then they look at Camilla, the gorilla there.
Kamala's also now being seen moderate. It's so bizarre.
Oh, is she?
But
yeah.
Kamala, she's I don't moderate? Think Kamala would take a second, I don't think she would take the second chair to him, though.
I think she could very well be the candidate, actually.
She really fashions herself to be the president, and I don't see her.
Yeah. What a mindless egotist, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I describe her. 16 past the hour. Good thoughts and thinking here on the DJV show.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So, from the update department, I'm wondering about this wrestling ref. This is an old story that's sort of been recirculated, an example of something when people get a hold of this information, it seems, I suppose it's applicable. The story's applicable to a point. Didn't know the story. This wrestling ref told a high school wrestler to either cut his hair or forfeit the match. And when we talked about it, somebody sent me a note on our Facebook connection, facebook.com/DJV, that I didn't know what I was talking about. Or I always love this. You ought to know what you're talking about before you talk about it. Well, if you don't know that you don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know that I didn't know, and I'm not still sure that I didn't know what I was talking about. It would seem to me that having dreadlocks was dangerous. We said something. I mean, I didn't understand why dreadlocks were allowed in the first place and why this it went as far as it did, why he was wrestling all season with dreadlocks. Wasn't
that's
that
kind of what
position?
all of us said that. Yeah. How did it get to the point where, you know, his coach didn't say anything, the other matches, the other referees, and then this one referee was the only one who seemed to have a problem with it, and that's where all of us were kind of scratching our heads on that.
Right. So anyway, the latest is this guy's owed $100,000. He claims he's owed $100,000 for how do you get that kind of a debt doing wrestling matches? It seems like the guy's a little bit of a cuckamonga. 21 after the hour. Thank you for your input, though.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Melissa Etheridge has a new single out, Music Time, 24 at the hour, on the DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I enjoying with you this song called Wild and Lonely. Comes up from her forthcoming album due out the 12th of next month called The Medicine Show. It's a video that comes along with the song, filmed while she was performing live during a recent English tour date. She said in a press statement she was touching on themes from her past, but with a new perspective. The line, quote, "an angry craving seeps into my skin," according to her explanation, was like old school Melissa. Fun for me to play with me now, for her to play with angst. She's 57, said the whole song is about being on the road, being hungry and wanting. She continued, "I wanted the album to have a sound to feel. Wild and Lonely really dialed that in for me. Song is the perfect example of the sound I wanted." So let's listen to this a little bit and see what we think of this.
Don't you wanna save me? Don't you wanna save me?
Stoners will like this. The album as a whole dealing with her attitude toward her own well-being, specifically her use of cannabis. This echoes her longtime advocacy for the legalization of pot around the country. She embarks on a U.S. tour starting the 29th, which is next Friday. So
I think she has her own strain of weed, too. She started smoking when she had breast cancer.
When you had the big time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
She, I feel like it was with Willie Nelson. I think they partnered on that. But I
wouldn't be surprised.
She's been an advocate since she had breast cancer.
Yeah, and Willie's been an advocate since he was 13, I think. Circumstance. What did you start to say, Jennifer?
So that's how you know you made it, when you have your own strain of marijuana named.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, big time.
I'm guessing that Mavis Staples does not have her own strain of marijuana. I'm guessing Mavis Staples probably has never used the wacky weed. I'm betting maybe some of the members in her family, the Staples singers, have. Here's a lady that continues to amaze. She's 80 years old, and she's been on the road. She's been. I saw her in Farm Aid in Chicago 4 years ago. And I thought, wow, this lady's still at it. And 4 years later, she's still at it. And I mean, really at it. She's all over
the place.
She's
everywhere. Yeah.
She's announced details of We Get By, a new studio album produced by Ben Harper, the singer, following her collection from a couple of years ago called If All I Was Black. The album marks the latest in a lot of creativity from her. We Get By album of originals written by Mr. Harper for Mavis Staples. The album's lead single is called Change, which is what we're listening to now. Let's crank it up. Addresses gun violence, civil rights, that sort of thing. This is not a typical Mavis Staples song, actually. But it's
bluesier, a lot bluesier.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So she says,
blue is the color, one is the number, now is the time for a change around here. Gotta change around here. Say it loud.
They've collaborated before. She said these songs are delivering such a strong message. We truly need to make a change if we want the world to be better. Everybody agrees with that. That's a good theme. She wrote Love and Trust on an album a couple of years ago, Living on a High Note, written by Harper. She told Rolling Stone that Harper has inspired her to try skateboarding. I've seen my friend Ben skateboarding, and I said, Ben, I'm scared for you on that thing. And he said, well, Mavis, it's beautiful. You got to try it. Meanwhile, We'll Get By is going to hit the stores on the 10th of May. Mavis Staples here.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Boeing 737 MAX aircraft were grounded because of two crashes involving that type of plane in less than 5 months, the CEO of Boeing said earlier this week,
safety is at the core of who we are at Boeing. And ensuring safe and reliable travel on our airplanes is an enduring value and our absolute commitment to everyone.
Now comes word the FBI is joining in the investigation of the certification process for that type of plane. Reports are the Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how that airliner was approved by federal regulators. Less than a week since the deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in her nation, New Zealand's Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Step forward again on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman, the Three Musketeers, opposed to the Three Musketeers. And see Jennifer with Mickey Mouse hat on, Victoria, the kid, Mickey Mouse hat, Kara. Kara, did you ever go to a Disneyland or a Disney World?
I went once when I was 7. We took a train down there. It took a couple days, and it was kind of miserable. But yes, I've been once.
Really?
Probably the reason why I've only been once.
Ah, really? All right, what about you, Victoria? What's your Mickey Mouse experience?
I don't really care about Mickey Mouse. We went down to Disney World in Florida, I think one time as well. I wasn't 7. I was definitely a little older than that, but I liked Epcot a lot more than the other stuff. I liked the countries and all that kind of stuff. So, but again, we did it once. I don't know. People go every year, and I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It is. It takes a lot.
But I really do want to go back because I want to go to the Harry Potter.
Yeah, take me with you when you go.
I know.
That's what I want to go to.
We'll hop on a miserable train, Kara, and we'll go down to Disney World.
Jennifer's from the land of Disney. I'm wondering what Miles went for his first time a couple of weeks ago and had, by all accounts, quite a good time. What about you, Jennifer? You remember the first time you went down to Disney?
I don't remember Disneyland. The first time, but I know, I mean, I've been a lot of times. I used to have an annual pass, and that a few times. It was always fun to go. I think my best Disney memories are with my dad. My dad and I will go down there sometimes, and, you know, it would be like a Dad and Jen day, so that was always a lot of fun. And we took my grandparents once. That was a great trip that sticks out. And, yeah, I don't know. We had, it was just, you know, when you grew up in Southern California, Disney used to be pretty, it was never affordable, but it was much more affordable than it is now. So you could go a little bit more often. Now it's really expensive and it's a special occasion or you have to get an annual pass. So that's, yeah, it's great. I love it. I'm a Disney girl.
Makes reference.
I was there for the opening of the new park. I was there for the new California Adventure Park. Just fun. But I like, in Florida, I too like Epcot a lot, and I like MGM, and it's weird for me to go to the Magic Kingdom in Florida because you're constantly making the comparisons with Disneyland, and it's kind of interesting to see. The one in Florida is so much more spread out because they just have more physical real estate there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I like Disneyland.
I've always wanted to go to Universal in California. I've never been, I haven't done that. Yeah,
a lot of fun. Very regimented, though, kind of. You get in, and the lines could drive you nuts. Woof. Crazy, crazy. All right, so, Victoria, let's bring ourselves around to something from the, well, not that Disneyland isn't the real world, but it isn't really the real world. But what's going on in the real world?
Well, it's some interesting new research that has been done on pickup trucks and the safety of pickup trucks. And it turns out, according to new research, to a new study that has just been released, that people who are passengers in modern pickup trucks have a higher risk of injury or death than the drivers do. And they say that the majority of two-row pickup trucks struggle to maintain their structure in a new round of crash tests designed to gauge what happens when the front right corner of the vehicle smashes something. And this is, of course, all done by the Institute for Highway Safety. And they've been performing driver-side tests, and drivers actually are a lot safer in these tests that they've done since 2012. And when the left corner collides with another vehicle, hits another object, the driver was okay. The passenger was not. And so of the five pickups that had a what they call marginal performance, four were General Motors vehicles, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Colorado, the GMC Canyon, and the GMC Sierra 1500. And the other was the Nissan Frontier. So those are the ones that didn't really score that well. And so if you are in the market for one of these cars or trucks, do some extra research into the safety of them for sure. If you're going to have passengers with you a lot.
All right, that's something. I don't, and in terms of me and the pickup trucks, I have one.
Do you
two,
have the kind that have the two rows three. Of seats?
Yes. I have a Ford. Let me think. How many of these trucks have two? Actually, most of them. I have a 250 that's a single row of seats. I have a 150 that's a single row, and I have a 150 that's two rows. I have a 350 that's two rows. I have a 550 that's two rows.
Well, you often see, you know, these are very functional trucks for, you know, construction workers, landscapers, things like that. So you often see a lot of workers sitting in the back seat of these vehicles. So it's apparently that's where the real danger is if it gets into a crash.
But the Chevy is worse than the Ford and the Dodge. Is that what you're saying in that category?
Ford actually is better. The ones that Ford's okay.
Safer.
The five that were named were two of the Chevys, two of the GMC, and one of the Nissan Frontier.
Those were the most dangerous. Did they have anything about Toyotas? Because the only person I know who has a pickup truck is a Toyota Tacoma, and
my brother has that same car.
I ride in the back seat of that occasionally.
Yep. So.
A lot of people like those. Honda's an awful. Those the Nissan, the Hondas, those are crap. Those are awful.
I didn't know Honda made a pickup truck.
Yeah, it's awful. The Chevy, all of those, basically all the GM ones, the Chevy and the GM, they're all the same truck, just different labels on them. It's all the same truck. Same wheelbase, it's the same, you know, they come down the same line, just put different stickers on them, but they're all the same truck. So that's kind of damning for them. They've been gaining because the new engines, the diesel engines anyway, and the Chevy and GM trucks are better than the Fords, the diesel engines. But Ford still, even though they had a horror show when it came to diesel engines from 2002 to actually just a couple of years ago, people stood by them. for whatever the reason. I don't know if it's good advertising. I don't think they're not anything special anymore, but they're fairly reliable. What's coming up is the Dodge Ram. A lot of people like them more than anything else in terms of something new, as they seem to have the engines are much better, and the trucks themselves kind of a little more stylish. Is that kind of stylish in a way? As we're in the business world, let's talk about Payless Shoes. We always like to tease Jennifer because she was the biggest customer they have ever had.
She really let me down when they moved away, though. Yeah.
Well, Designer Shoe Warehouse, known also as DSW, did not do well.
That's where I go. Yeah, that's where I get most of my stuff.
They didn't do well over the holidays, but they've developed, it seems, a strategy to avoid going down the same road that Payless has gone down. They lost $46 million over the last quarter. They had to run promotions to clear out all the merchandise they had. I wonder if part of that is buying shoes online, frankly. Is that part
for sure.
Of the...
Yeah.
I don't understand how people buy shoes online without being able to try them on.
Well, if you know a brand that fits you well, it's not that difficult. Yeah. But, yeah. But I like
shoes.
Going into DSW. I like that
you
actually
do.
Being in the store. Yes.
Well,
it's laid out very well. Yeah.
You're the typical customer then. 69% of the sales at DSW are women's shoes, and that's $3 billion a year in sales. So... they're trying to add experiences to the stores. They began testing out nail salons in two of their stores in Columbus.
That's weird.
Working,
though.
Go buy a pair of shoes.
I think it's kind of brilliant because every single time any woman gets a manicure, pedicure, you're automatically in a much better mood. And if there are shoes right there that you could buy, I think it's genius.
Yes. Spend more money if you feel good, right?
Right,
just buy
exactly.
Buy more expensive, yeah.
100%, yep.
Yeah, and
so
the millennials seem to be the millennials seem to be the big shoppers there. Kara, where you buy your shoes?
Yeah, sometimes I go to DSW for like sandals or heels. Other places,
but not
that
serious
are,
shoes.
Well, I guess I don't know. Maybe I don't buy any serious shoes.
I got a great deal on my Adidas running shoes there at DSW too.
Yeah, they do have a good selection. And the thing I like better about them than Payless, I think their shoes are a bit trendier. They'll have cute running shoes. They've got cute heels.
They're higher quality.
Yeah, they're a little higher quality.
They're real brands too.
Yeah, and they've got Vans and Converse and stuff like that. So they do have real brands. So yeah, I like them. I don't know if I would get a manicure or pedicure there. I'd be curious to know how high of the quality the salon services are, but it might be kind of fun, maybe.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Anything that's different. You got to try stuff. When you're in business these days, you got to try something different. Do something different. And that's kind of one of the reasons the DJV show has been accepted, because we have an idea here that isn't duplicated by anybody. Three young, intelligent women with the old guy. It's kind of a... not a bad
thing.
That's
our new marketing campaign.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't use that for your dating profile, that's for sure.
No, I won't. I don't consider myself to be an old guy. I'm just older than you are, that's all. The podcast, by the way, they're fun at djvshow.com. The most recent one we have up there now, discussing Mike Trout's signing of this contract with the Angels. Good God. How much is it, Jennifer?
Is it $426 million? No, $426 million, I think, over 12 years. Yeah.
All right, so that's part of our discussion on the current podcast. Also, whether the new FAA chief is a good fit. He's a pilot. We think he's okay. And then there's a neat story about that 8-year-old chess champion in New York who has really combated stereotypes about refugees and homeless people. Tony Awards announced their new host for the year. Instagram users, listen up. There's a new update that'll make it easier for you to shop without even having to leave the app. Find that. The podcast is at djvshow.com, or you can download, rate, and describe it on iTunes. Just search for the DJV Show, 44 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. As we approach the 75th anniversary of D-Day, author Giles Milton's latest book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Killer, Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, offers a groundbreaking account of the first 24 hours of the D-Day invasion, told by a symphony of incredible accounts of unknown and unheralded members of the Allied and Axis forces. This bold new historical account narrates the events of June 6, 1944, through the tales of survivors from all sides. This authentic human story, Allied, German, and French, has never been told. We spoke with him about his remarkable new book.
The town of St. Mary Guise was absolutely a crucial American objective that night. But, you know, the parachute drops had gone widely wrong. The men were scattered all over the place. But men formed themselves into little groups, and one of them was this paratrooper called James Eads. He gathered a small band of men, and they did what they'd been trained to do. They were trained to act as bands of tough soldiers, basically. They went into the town, they stormed the place, they attacked any German positions they could find. And before dawn on the 6th of June, before even the beach landings had taken place, St. Mary Guise had been captured by the American airborne troops, and the Stars and Stripes was flying over the local town hall. It was an extraordinary operation because it was done by these young men, many of whom had never fought before, but they'd just done what they had to do, and by capturing that town, they really secured the entire battle zone round Utah Beach.
That's author Giles Milton on his new book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Kill or Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so ladies, what do we think about this survey of teenagers, which concludes that most teens feel like they're facing serious mental health concerns? 13 to 17-year-olds were asked if anxiety and depression were a problem. 70% called it a major problem. 26% saw it as a minor problem. Did you feel like you were anxious as a teenager, Jennifer?
My anxiety started in my 20s. Really, like, serious anxiety. So, no, I did not experience that as a teenager. Other than the normal stresses and angst of being a teenager, real stuff, and that's what I think a lot of these kids go, oh, yeah, I'm depressed, too, because, you know, my friends are depressed.
Yeah, I don't know that they know what depression is. I think that's part of it.
Yeah. I don't think you really know it until you're really in it, and then you go, oh, that was nothing. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not trying to diminish their claims. I just think that when you're young, you think everything that you have for the first time is always the worst or the biggest or the best or whatever, and I think life tells you what that really is after a while.
Mm-hmm. You think they've got lots more to look forward to in terms of depression?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think it's way worse.
I think what's interesting, Jen, that you said that it didn't hit you until your 20s, is that apparently that's how it happens for a lot of people. Mid-20s, that part of the brain is actually when it goes into full gear.
The cortex part. 20, let's wait a minute. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the pad and Phil to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time. Always pleasant. Well, the news isn't always pleasant, but it's pleasant to have conversations with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and one of my favorites, one of the people I trust when it comes to medical care, and he's always good when it comes to the updates here, as he studies each week a lot of the information in the Journal of various medical associations, and there's lots of info there that affects people. You see in the mainstream media all the time, mainstream news media, stories that are reflective of studies that are done. A lot of times, if you raise your eyebrow, you wonder, who's paying for that study? How'd they come to that conclusion? And sometimes we work that through as we have our conversations with Ken as well. Thing that first jumps out at me is the story of the Food and Drug Administration approving the first drug which will treat postpartum depression. So how is this going to work, and why was it, I mean, maybe I shouldn't ask this because it's obvious why you need something for postpartum depression. I guess the part of the conversation would be, how is postpartum depression dealt with now before the release of this drug, Zulresso?
Sure. Hey, Doug, this is a major breakthrough. Postpartum depression is a major depressive episode for women that happens after childbirth, although initial symptoms, Doug, can start during pregnancy. It's characterized by sadness, loss of interest in activities that may lead to cognitive impairment, the ability to think and remember, and also suicidal impulses, even impulses to hurt the baby, and it interferes with the bonding process. It's treated currently with the usual antidepressants that we have. Mm-hmm. The problem with those, sometimes it takes 2 to 4 weeks, and often they don't work. The news this week is that the FDA has approved the first medication, Doug, designed specifically for women with postpartum depression. The FDA approved, the name of it is Zulresso. That's the brand. The scientific name is brexanolone. And it's an intravenous injection, and it's administered through a restricted program because of the risk of excessive sedation and sudden loss of consciousness. This is not a cheap drug. Hopefully you have insurance. Without insurance, it costs $34,000 per patient.
Whoa!
The cost does not include hospital costs, since a medical facility is required to dispense the drug over a 60-hour period. The drug's relief lasts for about a month. So let me put this into perspective.
$34,000 a month?
No, for the dose.
And yeah, but you said it's administered.
And then it lasts.
Is it intravenous?
It's intravenous over a 60-hour period, and its effect lasts for a month. So to put this in perspective, where does this all fit in? The new drug may be considered if somebody has been treatment resistant. That means you don't respond to the antidepressants that we now use typically, or the woman cannot wait the 2 to 4 weeks for an antidepressant to kick in.
So this is somebody who's got severe depression, obviously, suicidal thoughts,
well,
that kind of stuff.
Postpartum depression can be very severe.
Yeah. I remember a story once about a woman who had it so badly that she didn't know what she was doing and she killed a baby.
Exactly. You know, this is not something to fool around with. It can be very serious.
No. And does it carry on into other areas of your physical well-being, like heart and lungs and stuff? I mean, when you get depressed, doesn't that affect you?
Absolutely.
The remember the mind-body connection.
It increases inflammation throughout the body. It lowers your immune response. It's a very serious thing. And don't be afraid to ask a very depressed person if they're thinking about hurting themselves. It won't put the idea in their head. It'll release the pressure, give them an opportunity to talk about it.
To talk about it. Yep, right. All right, so there's some, I guess, hopeful, positive news for people who suffer from that problem. If you suffer from a lower back problem, there's some relief. This is a little more simple, a problem to fix, but more people have it. I know almost everybody in my circle at my age has a lower back thing, an issue. It's muscular most of the time, relating to the discs. It's all kind of complicated. But if you need something to relieve that pressure and the feeling, then you're on the right page here. The ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity Products is the way to relieve the problem. And you can try it free. Free. The clinically tested herbal formula will provide you with the back comfort that you need, flexibility you need, joint support you need. So lower back pain, fix the problem with the ultimate lower back relief formula. You can get it by calling 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Get it now. All you have to do is pay the shipping. Product is free from Purity. 800-291-4180.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.